History of Solaris. The layout of the village is definitely drawn up true to Arabic design and not Latin. The Arabs built a small fortress inside the village center, of which only the traits can still be seen today. Solaris' historical development has been similar to that of the many neighboring villages within the Axarquia region. Reconquered by the Christians during the Reconquest, however, the Arabs who had remained were subjected to a number of inhumane conditions which provoked them to rise up against their new Christian lords and masters along with the Moors who were living in nearby villages in similar conditions. Their final plight was their expulsion at the end of the 16th century, in 1571, and they were handed over to the Marquis of Comares to do with them as he saw fit. At the end of the 19th century, Solaris, along with the whole region, was hit quite hard by an earthquake. Although there were no registered deaths, the whole village center and many other buildings were completely destroyed and had to be restored with the help of the government. Within the village center there are a series of tiled plaques that indicate the different stations of the Way of the Cross as it makes its way through the village streets. Nowadays, the local economy is still very much based on agriculture with important vineyards, olive groves, orange orchards, almond trees and other vegetable crops. There are several construction companies that are also important in economic terms that work both inside the village itself or in the surrounding area. As an additional point of interest is that ever since 1990 some herds of wild boar have been known to frequent the area. This is believed to be due to the depopulation of the region and its corresponding transformation into quite an extensive area of wildlife. These circumstances offer hunters the chance to participate in organized hunts on payment of the stipulated fees and within the designated seasons.